The objects in this room are all collectively what?
Furniture.
Mm-hmm. And that object of furniture over there that a lot of people can sit on, that's called the...
Sofa?
Mm-hmm.
I think I called it a couch growing up, though.
Is there a difference between a sofa and a couch?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I think they sell sofas now. They don't sell couches, I don't think.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think there's this perception that sofa is a little bit more upscale than a couch.
I think so.
A piece of furniture about this high with lots of drawers and you put socks in it is called?
A chest of drawers.
Okay. Now, a smaller piece of furniture that has maybe two drawers on either side, you can sit at it and there's a mirror.
Dresser?
Okay.
I don't know whether you're interested in this or not. I think growing up I called it a chiffonier.
The chest of drawers?
The chest of drawers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I do.
Yeah. Were there any other words that you had for that?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. To carry water around outside, you have something with a handle.
A bucket?
Mm-hmm. Now, buckets can be made out of what?
Metal or plastic?
And some of the metals, what kind of metal?
I have no idea.
How about that kind of roof that the rain hits it and makes a lot
galvanized?
Of noise?
Galvanized? Is that what you're looking for?
The actual metal is called, though. It's galvanized something.
Steel?
Is it steel?
I don't think it's steel.
It's galvanized.
I think a steel is being hit.
Well, there's a phrase that they, it's a, I think it's a play, and it's cat on a hot
tin roof.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, right, tin was tin. The word I was looking for there.
Okay, tin.
This is a little bit like $25,000 pyramid, isn't it?
Right.
To wash dishes by hand, you have to use what?
A dishcloth.
Okay.
And
to dry?
And I think I have called them dish rags in the past, too. A towel.
Mm-hmm. And people dry themselves off with?
A bath towel.
Okay. And you have to turn on the
faucet.
Mm-hmm. And what comes out of the faucet?
Water.
Mm-hmm. And to heat water up on the stove for tea, you would use
a kettle.
Mm-hmm. And are there other words for kettle?
Teapot? No. No, I think I call it a kettle. I can't think of anything else.
Okay. Yeah, to cook an egg on the stove, you'd use something with a handle called
a frying pan.
Mm-hmm. Or other words for that?
Skillet.
Is a skillet different from a frying pan?
I don't think so.
Okay. A makeshift lamp. Have you ever seen a makeshift lamp that they make out of a bottle with a rag in it and something to burn inside?
Lamp?
Maybe you would just call it a lamp. Yeah. Have you ever heard of a flambeau?
No.
Or how about a pine torch?
No. I've never heard those two words before.
I don't know exactly. I think those are sort of the same thing. I'm not sure, but... In a lamp, what kinds of fuel might you burn?
Kerosene, I guess.
Or what else?
Lamp oil.
Mm-hmm. Now, in some places, instead of burning wood in a fireplace, they burn a black substance, which
coal?
Is... Mm-hmm. And a bed that you make on the floor is called?
Like your sleeping bag? Is that what you're...
Yeah, but it's like a bed that you make up on the floor. Say like a lot of like cousins or a lot of grandchildren were coming over and you had to like make up some beds on the floor, you'd call them...
I can't imagine what you're looking for.
Would you call them a pallet?
Okay. Pallet? I think so. I don't think I've ever used the word, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now, what would your word be for a heavy bed cover?
Quilt.
Okay.
Comfort. Comforter.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a name for a range blanket?